And now, Vaught Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Well, hi again, everybody. Bob, am I pronouncing your name correctly?
L.M.? Yes.
No, Bob.
Oh, yeah.
Good. I didn't know whether that was a long O or a short O. Some people call them both.
No.
You don't.
There's a umlaut over there. Say,
How do you do, Mrs. Umlaut?
Did you see the nice letter we had from an old friend of ours, Marcia Van Allshot? I think a lot of folks will remember that she portrayed Linda Lovely in an early radio series, 7 or 8 years ago. And Marcia is living in Vermont now and writes that she and her family are enjoying the bucolic life, and they listen to our show every evening.
Yeah.
And it's nice to hear from old staff members like that.
Wasn't she picked up for running a home brewery there?
Yes.
Oh, I think I read that two or three years ago.
2 or 3 years for that, I think.
Yeah.
She touched on that in her letter.
Did she mention it at all?
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember it was, 2 years ago last July I read it in the paper.
She said, give her regards to Sky, and she hopes that everything is going well with us. She thinks by the tone of the programs that we're very happy.
Well, anyway, friends, how are you all today? Don't have too many days left in 1959. In fact, in the whole decade is gone, the 50s. Think of it.
And where did it go? What happened to the 50s? Have you thought of that?
Well, all I know is it's past, and time is energy, according to the theory that Einstein developed. So there's 10 more years of energy somewhere. I didn't get it. I know that.
No, because I feel 10 years less of energy now than I did 10 years ago.
You're so right, Bob. But anyway, let's get on to this first huge feature. And now it's time for the adventures of Charlie Chu, the famed Oriental sleuth, as he and his number one boy seek the answer to the case of the puzzling entry.
So you see, Chu, I don't know how anyone could have got into this apartment not with the door and windows bolted.
May I ask Inspector an important question?
Chief Hawk, what are you going to ask him?
Number one boy, a like man who get hit by car, mouth run over.
Gosh, Pop, I was only trying to help.
Number one son can help illustrious father best if he buy ticket and fly back to Hawaii.
Chu, what was that important question you were about to ask me?
Was anything taken from a murdered man's apartment?
Well, it's hard to say, Chu. I'm not familiar with this apartment. I don't know what the murdered man owned.
Tell me, Inspector, is it not a point of curiosity to you that there are bookshelves, but no books?
Gosh, Pop, the murdered man has an oven in his kitchen, but I didn't see a chicken in it.
A number one boy like a comedian who talk in sleep, make joke at wrong time. A place to keep quiet.
I think the boy is right, Chu. I didn't see the significance of empty bookshelves.
Unless bookshelves, not bookshelves, but something else.
Gosh, Pop, you're right. They're not bookshelves at all. They're a ladder. I thought they were too narrow to be bookshelves.
Now, we must ask ourselves, why ladder in this room?
Pop, I think I know the answer.
What is an educated answer, number one boy?
Well, in order to get at the real bookshelves against the wall, they're very high, the murdered man had to climb the ladder.
Inspector, you say before that door and windows to apartment bolted, correct?
That's right, Chu.
Very interesting. Very difficult. But I think I know how murderer come into room. Inspector, notice how rays of sun fall on center of carpet. Only murderer could know this. Now, rays of sun very strong.
Go on, Chu.
Now, suppose a murderer put a shiny object in center of carpet on day of murder. Object would reflect sun's rays toward lock on door.
Chu, it rained the day this man was murdered.
I see. Very interesting.
Pop, did you ask the inspector whether the door windows were bolted from the inside or the outside?
Inspector will please to answer.
Well, gosh, Chu, I'm embarrassed about this. I mean, I didn't think. But how about you? Your screwy ideas about the sun's rays and all that. You are dead wrong.
It is written that a wise man permitted one mistake.
That's telling him, Pop.
Two mistakes.
Okay, now, audience, we want you to ask questions about that Charlie Chew thing. If you have any questions, you, sir, I see you have a puzzled look on your face as though you were a student in the front row at an advanced mathematics class and you didn't have the fundamentals. That's the appearance you have. Do you have a question? Okay, how about the fellow right behind him who appears to be a little distressed, too? Do you have any questions about the Charlie Chew episode we just enacted here before your eyes? How about you, ma'am?
It's cold, that's for sure.
Ma'am? There? Nodding? Do you have anything to say?
Do you, ma'am?
What time is it?
Well, it's about 6 minutes into our program.
Well, I got to go pick up my new elastic stocking.
Okay, well...
Bye.
There, anyway, are three random opinions of that episode. Those things take a little thinking. You have to kind of muse over them for a while.
Poor old of the boom.
And
let's see, Bob. Want to start talking about Celebrity Spotlight again?
Yes, and Vic from our audience at random is Charlie Chew. Will you tell me, they tell me your big night's coming, Charlie. Is that
well,
right?
Well, that's right. I'm a big switcheroo of New Year's Eve. I mean, how different can you get?
Well, can we let our listeners in on it? It is, would you explain in what way you're different?
Okay, well, you know how blotto some people like to get on New Year's Eve? I mean, stoned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For people who stay sober, the other 367 days of the year get embalmed on New Year's Eve, correct?
Correct. Now, you're different, is that right?
Yeah, I get cracked all year round. And I sober up. Amazing.
Well, it seems you really do score a beat with that technique, Charlie, but why do you sober up New Year's
Eve? Oh, the drivers. I don't mind taking my chances when everybody else is sober, but when everybody else is pixelated, I ain't ready to go. I mean, if I like that, I want to have a chance to get away.
All right, well, thanks, Charlie, and an idea for New Year's Eve we could all well emulate.
Well, not so fast. Don't go advising people to copy me. It's bad enough that way New Year's Eve. I don't want to be safe one night and scared of rest.
Well,
scared of the van.
Or succinctly, if you drive, don't drink.
Vice versa.
All right. I think Wally Ballou is up at the bottom of the little unit, making believe at a busy street corner here in New York, where a news break.
Hurry, Bob, please. The engineer is frantically waving. I think something important has just broken. Come in, please. Wally Ballou with the mobile unit.
Lee Ballou with the Bob and Ray mobile unit at the corner of Jones and Smith Street here in Midtown, New York. And something of newsworthy nature has just taken place here, sir. I understand you are a viewer to the event.
Yes,
you saw what happened, a witness.
I'm the victim of it.
You're the victim of it, then you did witness what happened.
Right. I had come into Jones Street, and I was heading down here to the...
Would you excuse me just a minute? I see a broadcasting compatriot of mine from a rival radio station here in New York, Tully Frobisher. I think you want to get this story, too, don't you, Tully?
Yes, I would like to. Thank you very much.
Just move your microphone in here.
All right.
And I'll continue with your story, if you will, sir.
Yes, would you speak right up now, sir? Finley Quality Network.
Hear
everything you have to
Tully,
say.
Tully, I didn't mean to go
off the point. Well, I was covered down. Jones
just
Street.
A minute, sir. Can I have your name, your address, and your age, please?
Yes, would you, for the Finley Quality Network?
Never mind that,
like
Tully.
Would like to know your name and address.
Trying the spirit of the season, I was trying to give you a
Hector
break.
Hector Nelson, 11 Pine Street, South.
And your age?
31.
I'm speaking with Hector Nelson, 11
You're
Pine Street,
here
South.
With
age
South
31.
Pine Street, who's 23 years old.
He's age 31, Tully. Finley Quality Network.
Exactly what happened to you.
And you
our Finley listeners are the first to hear. Go ahead, sir.
Well, you Bob and Ray listeners are getting this news break direct from the mobile unit.
I noticed that my wallet was gone. I had $11 in it, and I have
Hi,
a travel
Chester. Chester Hasbrook Fisbury, ladies
Chester
and gentlemen.
$20.
He's from WYRK. Hello, Chester.
Oh, yeah?
We're just interviewing Tully and myself.
Oh, speak right up, then, will you, for the WF Plantain audience?
Well, never mind the
mention. Quality network.
Never mind that.
We'd like to ask this question. You had $11 in your wallet?
This is Radio's Wally Bellows.
That's right. I had $11, and I had a club
trying to get the story.
I had a picture of a...
Into my microphone, Mr. Smith, if you will, please.
Yes, please. Right into the Finley Quality Network.
No, into the bottom.
Ray, Bob, you're at that work. Boy, nonsense again. Read about it in your paper. That's all I can say.
Yeah, it'll be in the evening paper again.
Well,
while
he
gets back here, we got to caution him against doing that again.
Gee, he was nice, you know, in the spirit of the season and all, to let that fellow in from the
I know
that other place.
Ray, can you cover for just a minute while I go down the audience?
Talk. Well, you hand me a blanket.
Talk.
Oh, I see. Yes. Well, while Bob is heading out into the audience, I assume he's going to ask you some questions, folks. I'd like to take this time to remind you all that the Finley...
We're in the audience now, Ray.
Yeah.
And we're going to ask our prepared question of the day, if I may. The question is, how do you plan to spend New Year's Eve? And I have a lady here at the end of the first row of...
seats.
That's right.
Well, I'll be going back to Rosedale on the 28th, and I'll arrive there on the... 28th.
That's Rosedale, New York.
That's right. It's just 10 miles from New York City.
Wonderful. And you'll be spending New Year's Eve in Rosedale, is that it?
No. I'll be coming back with my sister, Mrs. Helen M. Toomey.
Uh-huh.
Plan to leave for New York City on the 28th.
Well, then you'll both be here in plenty of time to celebrate New Year's Eve.
Well, I'll be here, but my sister won't. She'll be heading back to Rosedale the night of the 28th.
Uh-huh. All right. And what are your plans for New Year's Eve, Miss...
Mrs. J.M. Nash, and I plan to meet my husband after he gets through working.
Mm-hmm.
He commutes from Rosedale, you see.
Oh, yeah.
Those 20 miles back and forth to work every day.
I see.
I think we're going to take in a hockey game.
And after that, Mrs. J.M. Nash?
Well, that's all. I think a hockey game is sufficient pleasure for one evening, don't you?
Well, I guess so. Will you be heading back to Rosedale immediately after the game, Mrs. J.M. Nash?
Yes, so we'll probably be on the train at midnight. My, I hope the engineer doesn't turn off the spotlight on the front of the train at midnight. That could get us into quite a pickle, couldn't it?
I hope so, Mrs. Nash. Now, let's see the other side of the aisle. How about you, sir? How do you plan to usher in the new year?
Well, I think I'm going to spend New Year's Eve right here in your own time station.
Square.
I hear it's the right thing to do when you're in New York City on a New Year's Eve.
Well, that's right. A lot of people...
Well, then, that's what I want to do. Then, when I get back home, I can tell the hometown folks that Dave Buckley was in Times Square on New Year's Eve.
Where are you from, Mr. Buckley?
I'm from Rosedale, New York.
Oh, are you with Mrs. Nash?
Yes, a whole bunch of us came down from Rosedale to catch a show. It's a pretty good show.
Well, thanks very much, Mr. Buckley.
Well, when I get back to my hometown...
When will that be, Mr. Buckley?
Well, let's see, about a half an hour. Yeah. Anyway, when I get back to Rosedale, I'm going to talk it up for you guys. No kidding.
Well, wonderful. Thanks very much, and enjoy yourself, all of you, on New Year's Eve. It's been a real pleasure talking to you.
You've been running out of time, too.
We'll be back with a strange voice in just 10 seconds.
Well, now, here's a strange voice.
Now let's have a little square dance.
And until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you all to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumbs.
Lowell Thomas reports the nightly news on...